USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Florida federal magistrate judge who signed off on a search warrant authorizing the FBI raid of President Trump left the local U.S. Attorney's Office more than a decade ago to represent employees of convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Should be noted, Jeffrey Epstein's second and final arrest was under President Trump's watch. The top GOP House member says an investigation into Attorney General Merrick Garland will happen if Republicans take control of the House in the midterms. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy made the pledge on Monday. McCarthy joins a chorus of GOP leaders criticizing what they call the weaponization of the Department of Justice. 18 inches of rain swamped South Korea's capital region Tuesday, turning Seoul streets into car-jammed rivers and sending floodwaters into subway stations. At least 9 people were killed, some drowning in their homes. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
United Nations inspectors are trying to gain access to a nuclear power plant in Ukraine, where Russia and Ukrainian authorities have traded blame for artillery strikes. The UN warns could lead to nuclear disaster. Russian and Ukrainians have traded blame for the strikes, with Ukrainian President Zelensky calling for a strong response from the international community. There's a new vaccine for Lyme's disease, and volunteers are needed.
Volunteers are being sought in the U.S. and Europe to test the first potential vaccine against Lyme disease in 20 years. Cases are rising, and warming weather is helping ticks expand their habitat. A vaccine for people was pulled off the market in 2002 due to a lack of demand. That left bug spray and tick checks as the only options available to us humans. Dogs, on the other hand, well, they've long had a vaccine available to them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Today is Nagasaki Memorial Day. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Representative Andy Biggs, the Republican from Arizona, on Newsmax last night says the Biden administration's weaponizing of the FBI is just the beginning for this regime.
Well, I've been trying to email and text to my friends around the country to see if they can give me insight. Yeah. We don't really have insight yet. The FBI and DOJ haven't come out publicly and said what they're looking for. But I can tell you this. This gets at the heart of what I was saying over the weekend, that FBI and DOJ needs to be looked at very carefully because they have weaponized those agencies, those police agencies, against Americans who they disagree with politically. Yep. And it wouldn't surprise me if we get down to that again.
Former President Clinton political advisor Dick Morris says the Democrats play outside the lines and why all Americans need to see what's happening here with the FBI raiding President Trump's home.
I'm probably the only person in American politics who is sat so close to a Democratic and a Republican president while they were in office during the crucial days before their reelection campaigns. And I got to tell you, Democrats do this and Republicans don't. Donald Trump plays between the foul lines on the playing field. He never goes outside of it. He never engages in this kind of underhanded tactic, even when he controlled the FBI and controlled the CIA.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.